Making a difference by fundraising in our community. This is Joyce Lichtenberger. Joyce, thanks for being a community builder and being here with me today.
Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be here.
You're more than welcome. Now, let's start off by, diving in. Why do you believe it's important to give back to the community?
I think that giving back to our community says a lot about what we receive from our community. And in our community, I can tell you, as being a person who tries to bring together people to do fundraisers and to support our community, the support that we get when I walk into a local business and ask if they will support a fundraiser that we're doing by a donation or, prize for the gift table, they're always there for me. They're always there for all of us. And it's reciprocal. We need to be there for them. And the more that we support them, the more that they can support us. I think that helping our community to grow helps all of us to grow, and it gives us all more resources for all of us to take care of all of us. I think it's a very simple and a very beautiful concept.
Absolutely. Now, maybe we could talk about what your favorite part is about living and working here.
When we moved our family here to Cobourg about 30 years ago, the reason that we came here was because there's such a sense and a feeling of belonging. And raising our family here, I can tell you that every one of us feels as if we were all sort of born and raised here. Like, we've created family here. We've created friends and community that will always be a part of our lives. This is our home. And that is something very special about this community that we live in. We take care of ourselves. We are each other's village. We are there to take care of each other and support each other. I think that what we have here is really very special.
Absolutely. That's amazing. Now, maybe you could talk about one of the biggest challenges that you have faced.
The biggest challenge that I faced is something that I have to say that I'm going through right now. And that is that I've been really honored to be a small part of something that the Greenwood Coalition is doing in our community, helping the homeless and the addicted and people that are in need. And right now, as we speak, David and Nicole and many, many volunteers are at the shelter trying to keep everybody safe and trying to keep themselves safe. And for myself, the decision that we needed to make in our family to keep us safe was that I am not able to be there with them. I really struggle with that decision, but I have to tell you, just the honor of being involved in their work has been something that's really matters to me. And the work that they do is very important for our community, and they truly are heroes.
Could you tell our listeners a bit about what accomplishment that you're most proud of?
I would have to say that out of the many, many things that I've been very honored to be a part of in our community, the biggest one for me would be being a part of Bill Patchett's final wish to support the Northumberland Community Center, the big celebration that we had and fundraiser at Dalewood. Bill actually was as sick as he was. He made it there and he rallied the troops and got the fundraising going. I was very proud to be a part of that. And also, we're continuing that, raising funds for the Northumberland Counseling Center, because it's very important to our community. And with much support, we've been able to keep that going and selling Bill's mums. And, people look forward to that every year. And we really like to keep his memory alive. And I know that he's proud of us. And it's something that I'm very proud of.
And as you should be. Thank you so much for sharing that. And one final question. What is your signature saying?
I think for most of my life, my signature saying has been peace is possible, and it starts with being nice to people. It's a very simple thing. It's a simple saying. It's a simple concept. But I think that you'll find that you can apply it to almost every situation. There can be an outcome of peace if we approach it with kindness and understanding of each other. I think that the world in general needs a lot more of that. And certainly this hard time that we're going through right now, if we can just continue to be kind to each other, I think that there will be a peaceful and good resolution to everything that we're going through.
Wow, Joyce, thank you so much. Today, we're profiling outstanding leaders in our local community, and we believe that you are one of them. You make a difference in our community every day, Joyce. Joyce, thanks so much for being a community builder and being here with us today.
Thank you so much, Jenny. It's really been a pleasure talking to you, and quite an honor to be a part of this. I really appreciate it. Stay safe.